was a very serious fire. There was over 50 firefighters on, along with 10 fire appliances. It's absolute pain for the people living around that, you know. And something has to be done there. I think I'm calling now on the statutory bodies that are responsibility for this to move in and either make the decision, they tumble the building, and let Apex have come forward with plans for social housing. Let's go out to consultation to the community with these plans, and if they're accepted, then let's move speedily towards that rather than having this constant problem here in the area.
Who actually has responsibility for the building? Is it the Education and Library Board? Is it the Catholic Church? Is it the council?
I think it's, and not, now to be quite honest with you, I'm not 100%. It's either the Education and Library Board, as far as I'm aware, but I'm not 100% in that. But irrespective, whoever has responsibility, they need to step up to the mark and they need to take responsibility for it, because it's, as I said, since the closure, it's been just a magnet for anti-community activity in that area. And the residents, they're sitting up at night and they feel they look out the back window because of what's going on. So it, and it will happen again. And I've already said this in the middle of July when it was burnt the first time, the canteen was burnt. I said, unless something's done, unless it's taken in hand, unless it's either secured until they decide what to do, then it will be targeted again, and it will, and here it was last night, it was targeted again with a major fire in it.